The experience of going to Celtic games can vary from supporter to supporter. And one way the modern era looks very different from the Celts' earliest days concerns tickets and how fans gain entry to the games. The history of Celtic and ticketing is an interesting one, with numerous significant changes and events taking place since the club was formed. Although we might think of season tickets as a modern phenomenon, in fact, it was possible to buy these going back to the 1800s when Celtic first played. There were, of course, some notable differences. For one thing, you could buy these tickets by going to the houses of Celtic officials who sold them, which is probably not something that the present board would now welcome. There was a certain crossover between the modern era and the 1800s. Modern season tickets are just one card that is scanned at the gate. 1800s season tickets were also just a single card, which would be shown to whoever was placing entry. Although, 12 shillings for an 1893 season ticket is a bit cheaper than now. Another major alteration from the present day was about who paid to gain entry. At first, men had to buy tickets, as did boys, usually for half price. However, two groups officially got into Celtic Park without paying. This was women and soldiers in uniform. Unofficially, priests could also gain entry for nothing, but this was not actually a stated club policy. However, match adverts would inform women and soldiers about their free access. If you didn't qualify for free entry, or perhaps could not get into a sold-out fixture, there were other options. At a time before Celtic Park had high stands, it was possible to see the pitch from outside the ground. Some 1890s match reports describe fans climbing up nearby poles to watch the action. Celtic season tickets were not just used to gain entry to Celtic games. In an era before an official national stadium, cup finals and internationals were commonly held at the boys' home. As such, it was sometimes possible to watch Scotland using your Celtic ticket. Indeed, there has been another unusual place where Celtic season tickets have been valid. In 1971, building work at Celtic Park meant it wasn't available for a League Cup game against Rangers. Instead, the match was moved to Ibrox, with Celtic being the official home team, and that meant Celtic tickets could be used to get into Rangers' ground. In general, season tickets haven't been a common purchase for most of Celtic's history for the majority of supporters. Instead, queuing used to be the order of the day for big games. This could mean standing at the gates trying to get in on a match day, or doing so to buy a ticket in advance of the game. Old photographs of Celtic Park show long waits as fans desperately try to get sought-after briefs. In particular, one famous image shows such a queue with fans trying to get tickets for the Leeds United European Cup semi-final in 1970. That fixture remains the most attended game in European competition history, with 136,505 people cramming onto Hampden Slopes. By the 1980s, it became slightly more common for some people to have a season ticket for Celtic Park. However, it was a very different purchasing process from today. Nowadays, most people buy their season tickets online. But in the 1980s, to get a season ticket, you had to go through an interview meeting with a board member who would decide if you were a suitable person or not. Many fans describe going to meet Desmond White or Chris White in their Glasgow City Centre offices, which were above the Blue Lagoon Fish and Chip Shop, before being approved for a season book. The major era that saw changes to season ticket ownership came after Fergus McCann's takeover in the 1990s. McCann recognised that these tickets were a means to get guaranteed upfront income, rather than relying on fans choosing to pay to attend each week. It was the latter issue which partly helped bring down Celtic's old board, when a boycott meant lower club income. Sometimes there have been additional bonuses attached to being a season ticket holder. One that is well remembered by fans of a certain age was the 1990s Travel Pass. This gave season ticket holders the ability to travel for free in the Glasgow area on match days. This is something which people often discuss bringing back, especially since Partick Thistle have run a similar scheme for bus travel. The consequences of packing out grounds with season ticket holders is that it's not always possible to just buy a ticket for a game. Instead, the ground is generally sold out with season ticket holders. Reports vary about how many supporters are on a waiting list for one, but estimates are usually given in the thousands. This can create some problems for fans. Anyone giving up their season ticket is likely to struggle to get one again due to this extra demand. This partly explains why fans renewed their season tickets during COVID, even though they knew they were unlikely to get in to watch a live match. And even the current anti-board protests will be unlikely to result in season ticket boycotts for fear of them being locked out for years to come. Celtic have also found a way to further guarantee ticket sales for all games. Nowadays, anyone wanting a Hampden ticket needs to not simply be a season ticket holder, but also part of the club's home cup ticket scheme, forcing people to pay for all games, even if they won't attend. That often provoked arguments and complaints for games which feature lots of empty seats when other people wanted to attend. There is a constant debate about Celtic introducing a sell-back ticket option, which such as that operates at numerous other clubs. There's also discussions about the long-term impact of season tickets on matchday attendance. Increasingly, the club's fan base is ageing, as people don't want to give up their precious briefs, having had them in many cases for decades. However, this can make it more difficult for younger fans to attend certain games and develop the match-going habit. It can also have an effect on Celtic Park's atmosphere. Fixed seating is obviously much easier to organise, but makes it difficult for like-minded supporters, such as those who want to sing, to congregate together. The standing section and suggestions for a bigger Celtic end are designed to try and address this problem. 2006 saw a major change in the way that season tickets were accessed. Until then, supporters received a booklet with numbered vouchers in each. To try and prevent counterfeits, fans would turn up each day to find out the specific voucher that was needed to gain access. Younger fans will never quite understand the cries of "What voucher?" that took place each week at Celtic Park, and the desperate struggle to tear them out in time for entry. From 2006, season books were replaced by credit card style tickets. This perhaps most disappointed fans who liked collecting their old books and seeing the changed design each season. Nowadays, season cards are used for a number of years before being replaced. It wouldn't be a huge surprise though if, like booklets, season cards were eventually phased out. Attending games at Hampden does not involve any sort of physical card or ticket. Instead, access is gained through an official app. It will be no surprise if Celtic eventually go down this road too. The launch of an official club app, as well as the Hampden experience, is surely a precursor to fans needing to make sure they have a fully charged mobile if they want to attend the Celts games. And finally, season tickets can sometimes even have a place in club politics. Given current disquiet over the ownership and management of Celtic, various people have put forward plans to replace the current board and allow more fan input. Launched in 2026 by former Celtic director Willie Hawkey, but fronted by club legend Paul McStay, the Celtic Season Ticket Alliance tries to persuade supporters to give their backing to a new share purchasing scheme. The story of Celtic tickets has been a story of change. The days of pay at the gate are long gone and highly unlikely to return anytime soon. Season tickets have changed from being a single card to a booklet of vouchers and back to being a single card, something that is unlikely to remain the case for much longer. But for now at least, what won't change is that having a season ticket remains the only way that any Celtic fan can be sure of seeing the club's biggest games. Which is why season ticket renewals will no doubt go just as quickly this year as in previous seasons. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter X. You can also take part in a free Celtic history walking tour. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.